In his recent film, The Railway Man, Australian director Jonathan Teplitsky unexpectedly reworks Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, a masterwork of modernist fiction. In its very first scene, The Railway Man presents Eric Lomax, Colin Firth, a survivor of a World War II Japanese prisoner of war camp, as out of place even among his fellow soldiers sitting at a social club. His uncle Finley, Stellan Skarsgård, and the other men go so far as to make fun of Lomax's obsession with railway timetables, with which he is a kind of autistic savant. The scene is most reminiscent of the opening of Conrad's novella, when sailors sit on a boat at the mouth of the Thames awaiting the tide. The narrator calls our attention to Marlowe, the quietest passenger on the boat, who he first describes as a motionless idol. Suddenly, Marlowe speaks. "And this also has been one of the dark places of the earth." Beginning his story as a young idealistic man hired to travel up the Congo River to rescue an ivory trader, Kurtz. At the beginning of his career, Marlowe's fascinated with maps, wanting to fill in the tabula rasa that was Africa. Marlowe gets his chance, only to discover that the British imperial project is one of barbarity, dooming all. When Marlowe finds Kurtz, it turns out he has placed Africans' heads on poles and gone mad. Kurtz's final words, the horror, haunt Marlowe as he returns to Britain to inform Kurtz's fiancée, the intended, of her lover's demise. He cannot summon the courage to tell her the truth about what really happened to Kurtz. The Railway Man alters the dynamics of Heart of Darkness. Both are about the demise of British imperialism, but narrated from opposing historical perspectives. Conrad's 1899 novella ironizes the British imperial project, but from within its ideological assumptions cannot imagine its cessation. The Railway Man, on the other hand, engages the question from the other side of history. When the Japanese raise their flag over Singapore in 1942, one of the British soldiers comments to Lomax, "I think we've just witnessed the fall of the British Empire." The function of gender in The Railway Man significantly revises the narrative of Heart of Darkness as well. In Conrad, the intended is the only female character. She doesn't appear until the final pages, awaiting news of Kurtz upon Mahler's return to Britain from Africa. Lomax's wife Patty in The Railway Man, on the other hand, is the font from which flows the former soldier's desire to return to Southeast Asia. She's the one who seeks out Lomax's story. Unlike Marlowe, who tells the other men the story of Kurtz on the boat, where women are absent, it is Patty who demands that Uncle Finley break the soldier's code of silence to tell her what really happened to Lomax. Furthermore, it is not Patty but Lomax's mother who serves the function of Conrad's intended in The Railway Man. Lomax awakens while hallucinating in the bamboo torture cage. Paratroopers land in the prison camp and free him. He returns home to greet his mother at the front door of their house in Britain. However, the sequence is a ruse. When his mother asks him why he built the radio, he awakens out of the reverie to discover the Japanese torturers posing the question. Later, talking with his former torturer, Takeshi Nagase, in the present, Lomax confides that he was writing letters from the camps to a dead woman, that his mother did not, in fact, survive the war. In short, the hollow exchange of lies between Marlowe and the intended in Heart of Darkness, an encounter between men's experience of war and the passive woman on the home front, in The Railway Man is only an imagined sequence. Instead, Lomax in the present takes his intended, his wife Patty, back to the scene of the trauma. In the ravine where slave labor broke even the strongest of men, driving Lomax's commanding officer insane, Patty observes, horrified, "I wouldn't have lasted a day here." Having witnessed her dealing with his war trauma, he astutely responds, "You'd have outlasted a lot of us." As a memoir of the devastating effect of war trauma on returning soldiers, The Railway Man is a timely artwork. Its story of reconciliation between British prisoner of war and Japanese torturer complicates our ideas of good and evil in the post-war world, a crucial move when American acts of waterboarding during the War on Terror suddenly place the Allied forces in murkier ethical waters. However, The Railway Man, in its reconstruction of Heart of Darkness, accomplishes something more. It demonstrates how the cinema can help us understand these sociological experiences more profoundly via an encounter with great narrative artwork that has withstood the test of time.